It's time for Your Care, Our Mission with the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, and we've got Amber Bakken on the phone. Hello, Amber.
Hello.
Did you have a good 4th of July weekend?
Yes, busy as always.
But that's good, though. Keeps you out of trouble, right?
Yes, at least
like
I hope
that.
So.
What are we talking about today about in the surgery department?
So today we are talking about our GI procedures, our endoscopy procedures that we offer through gastrointestinal. We offer several different things. The biggest known ones are our colonoscopies and our upper scope.
And I can attest to the colonoscopy. Had that done last November, and it was smooth as silk.
Well, that's a great to hear.
Didn't have a problem. I was asleep through the whole thing. Don't remember any of it, and that's exactly the way you want it to be.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So tell us a little bit about the procedures and the things that you guys do.
So for our colonoscopies, we like to share that we recommend that those screenings to start at the age of 45. Depending on your probability with your PCP, sometimes they can deem you high risk and you could potentially have it done earlier. However, 45 years old is the start to that. Usually regular screenings are recommended every 10 years. If you have a history of certain diagnoses like polyps, that screening could be done earlier. Our upper scopes or EGDs are diagnostic if we're having any kind of issues that they need to take a look at. Any type of swallowing procedures, we offer dilations with those EGDs as well. We have three different providers actually that provide these services. Dr. Adams is our gastroenterologist. He is our main provider. He's here every Wednesday doing those procedures in clinic. We also have two general surgeons that come here, Dr. Crew. He comes here twice a month on our Mondays. And then we have Dr. Warple, who comes here every third Friday now as well. And she is our newest addition.
And this is awesome because it not only does give you more opportunities to get these services done instead of having to just wait on one day a week or one day a month or something like that. Now you've got, you open this up to a lot more opportunity.
Yes, and it's been very beneficial because for those of everybody that's been getting them done, they know it's a very needed service in our area. I mean, it does take a little bit to get in even with the amount of providers that we have currently. So it's a very needed area.
And this is, of course, something that your family doctor, your main physician will recommend for you. This isn't just something you can decide you want to do yourself, correct?
Correct. Yep. If you go see your PCP, they have those screenings that pop up on their side that will help you to remember to get those done. And they can also assist with answering any of those questions for you, too.
And speaking of answering questions, if anyone has any questions about this or anything else to do with the surgery department, how do they get a hold of you?
Here in the surgery department, our main line number is 515-332-7669, and that goes directly to our surgery and pain department. Any of the girls here can help you out and answer any questions.
Anything else we need to pass along? Did we forget anything?
I don't think so. Not at this time, though. If anything pops up, feel free to reach out to us.
There we go. Amber Bakken from the surgery department at the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. Your care, our mission. Thanks, Amber.
Thank you.